Hi, lovies. This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. We are still in the middle of our magic series. We are now on episode 28, and we are talking about the magic of plants and also the understanding of plant spirits. Just a quick sidebar. When we are working with herbs and plants, we might seem to, I would not say dehumanize them, but more like, you know, treat them as if they're inanimate objects when they are in fact very much alive. Plants and plant spirits will always play a very important part in magic. More so in nature, when incorporating herbs and or plants, it is always beneficial to honor the spirits of the woods, the forest, the plains, and the specific plants themselves. So how are they magical? If we were referring to the plant cannabis, it wouldn't even be a question, right? When referring to where the plants originally come from, it is important to respect the environment. And if the environment is not being cared for, at least when you enter that space, you must be respectful and hospitable. This is where the magic begins. The reason why I use cannabis as an example is because we know that you can ingest, you can smoke cannabis, you can put it in brownies, of course, right? And that is an herb, you know, that does cause psychedelic, you know, other hallucinations, and it physically calms you, you know, and it helps you, you know, relax and get more into yourself. And it does kind of, you know, promote those creative juices that we all have once we're in a very relaxed headspace. Okay. And it does kind of take us, you know, outer space, so to speak. So if I were to ask you about any other plant than cannabis, you would just be like, yeah, I don't see how this could be magical. But as soon as you say, marijuana, everybody knows what it can do. And it's the same thing for every plant and for every herb. No, you cannot eat every plant. You cannot eat every herb, but they all have their magical properties. They are magical because, unlike most herbs and foods, plants come directly from the ground and are actively alive, you know, before they are plucked from the ground or the grass. Just as trees, you know, are actively alive, plants share similar roots and life root systems. Though they are much smaller than trees, plants are tiny replicas of the tree system. And you got to understand that just as much as, you know, your inanimate house would have a house spirit, it would more so be believed and well known that plants have plant spirits, that there are guardians of the forest, there are guardians of the plains, there are guardians of the woods and all these places, or the hedge, and wherever any type of life, you know, is, there's a guardian somewhere, either seen or unseen, and to respect what they are guarding over, right? If it's being used for consumption, if it's being used to, you know, promote a gas or something that we need to live, or producing something that we, you know, that we eat, it is always good to be respectful. Because I do speak about in my practice that how your food is prepared will manifest through you when you eat it. So if you put physical, you know, spiritual good vibes into your food, you know, and your food was prepared, you know, as like a blessing, or, you know, just with good and positive emotions and positive energies, that's what you will ingest into your body, and that will manifest through you, those positive energies. If your food is prepared in a negative way, right, and if it's slaughtered brutally and it's treated badly, and all that energy that went into it, you know, is going to go into your body. That's why there is this separation between regular food and kosher food, right? Because it is prayed over, understanding that most likely the food had been brutally, you know, killed in order for you to eat it, or for it to be prepared for you to eat it. The same thing goes with, you know, fruits and vegetables that grow out of the ground. I did cite the 1992 movie. It's a child's movie, Fern Gully, you know, which is a representation of plant spirits and guardians of nature. Some would argue that the plant spirits were not strong enough to fight the destruction of the humans. Then and today, as we continue to clear forest and nature to build homes, others would argue that the survival of those plants and nature are still existing today is its own way of protection. So the protection from the extinction is the main goal. This is also, you know, mimicked in the existence of fairies, tree spirits, you know, tree people, little people that live in trees. Some people even say that, you know, the birds are, you know, plant spirits as well, as they, you know, live in trees and watch over the plant life that is around them, you know, or tend to the well-being of the plants. And understanding that how you gather your herbs, especially if you are 100% natural in gathering your herbs, that the plants are treated well, you know, because they are communicating with each other, they are alive. And if you were to just pluck a plant, you know, with no regard to its life, you know, you are kind of, you know, disrespecting the life of that plant in a way, and also the spirit that is in charge of, you know, watching over it. You know, it's like, yes, it's here for you to use. At the same time, please be respectful of its life in general, because, you know, karma does play in nature as well. So you're not gonna get away with, you know, treating trees or plants or animals or anything that is alive badly and not thinking you're gonna get repercussions in some kind of way. It always plays out. And like I said before, you know, they are actively alive before they are plucked. You know, just like, you know, we talk about being listened to by the government, you know, they have auras and they have sensors and they can hear us. You know, they can see us and they can sense us. And the spirits that are, you know, in charge of watching over them can see us as well and understand that, you know, whether we are in the wrong or we are in the right, you know, it can't really stop us from, you know, using the plants and herbs. But it does, in fact, remind us that it's not just, you know, an open target. There is something or some things, you know, watching over them, even if it's not something that we can see. Because plant life and trees and herbs and all things in nature seem to grow and live very well without the interference of humans, okay? Or even other animals. Like, you don't see animals, you know, plucking, you know, plants and fruits and vegetables for no reason. It's for them to eat. It's for nourishment, you know, and they communicate with each other in their own way, right? It's no harm intended, right? But for some reason, when humans are doing things, there's always some type of harm or arrogance involved where, oh, it doesn't matter. It's just a plant. I don't have to pay any homage or anything. Plant spirits do, in fact, like offerings. Especially knowing that you are going to uproot something, that you are going to take away something, it is best to give something. So if you do have a garden, you know, or a, you know, collection of herbs that you pick naturally from somewhere, leave an offering. Leave something for the spirits. Leave something for the, you know, tree spirits, especially if you, you know, need anything from that tree. Understanding that trees are alive, you know, and, you know, permission is always, you know, granted or, you know, required, you know, and if you don't ask for permission, you can at least leave an offering, right? If you see somebody leaving an offering by a tree, mind your business, okay? That person obviously will have very good karma and will be blessed in their works, because they are understanding that they are taking away and they need to give at the same time. You know, water the ground before taking up plants. You know, just watch over, you know, pray over the plants and flowers and fruits and everything that you are intending to take. You know, acknowledge the spirits, acknowledge the plant entities, you know, that are alive and that are keeping everything well, because they're keeping things well so it can be available to you. They're keeping things well so, you know, everything grows correctly and it's providing everything that you need. And more so than not, it is. And I'm outside while I'm recording this, because I just wanted to just take a good look at, you know, the trees and everything. And there's a peace that comes with these plants and herbs. There's peace involved. So just remember that the next time you are gathering, you know, plants, flowers, and everything, that this living thing did in fact come from a peaceful place, and that you can respect that, and also respect the entities that watch over it, because they're not going to stop watching over. They're also going to continue to watch over these plants and everything that, you know, you use them for. You know, that includes your foods that you make, and the herbs and oils that you make. You know, give an offering to these spirits even after you pluck them from the ground. You know, this way you're more welcome to take more and more and more, but you will learn to give more and more and more, and then you'll start to see the balance of life and the balance of nature. And then you start to see how, you know, industrialism is very out of balance when they destroy these places, you know, that pretty much give us enough, you know, shelter as needed, you know, because they survive very well out in the rain with bugs and everything like that. I don't see why humans couldn't either, but that's a different story for another day. So respect plant spirits if they come to you in dreams, if they come to you in meditation, you know, if you get communications and saying, hey, you know, this might not be the spot that you can take from. You know, there are places that are guarded, you know, there are places that are sacred for plant spirits. They're not going to want you to take everything everywhere. Some places are just sacred and just need to stay that way. And I do not suggest that you go against a plant spirit, you know, or a nature spirit in any way, because like I said, the karma is real, and you would hate to be, like, you know, followed home by a bunch of bees that come out of nowhere. You know, you would just not like the idea of even the nature around your home start to turn on you or something, because like I said, they communicate with each other, you know, the birds, the bees, everything. So keep that in mind, and I hope that is something that is a good incentive for next time that you are, you know, working with natural, you know, natural things. So again, this is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC, here on Universal Spirit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye, loveys.